It's time for SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank on WWL. And Paul Myers, North Shore Market President, joins us. Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Look, not everybody has noticed this, but I know you're going to be the perfect person to talk about this. One of the questions that people just have periodically throughout every single year is it a good time to buy a home? Is it a good time to refinance a home? So I've noticed that average long-term mortgage rates are at the lowest point in 6 weeks. So tell us about that. Is this a good time to refinance or buy a home?
Well, yes, the rates have come down. And I would say timing also depends upon what the personal issues that you have. Are you looking to buy a new home? Are you looking to move because you now have children and you need to move school districts, or whatever the case may be? Your family is growing and you've outgrown where you currently are. Or, Scoot, I know you've mentioned before that you're not a homeowner, but now you've decided that you have this real hankering that you want a garden in the backyard. So you need a home with a backyard. So now you're going to buy that. But you're right. Rates have fallen. I think they were up over 7% not too long ago, and they're down floating around 6.3%, 6.4% on a 30-year fixed home mortgage right now.
So this is an incentive if somebody is maybe thinking about making a move right now. And again, I like to bring this kind of stuff to everybody's attention because, you know, everybody's busy and maybe they don't pay attention to some of these things, because some of these things don't get as much attention as you think they should.
Well, and look, I it's not just interest rates, right? I think that anybody who's even got the remote idea that they want to start looking for homes, they want to see what's on the market, they need to do a little bit of due diligence on the front end. You need to contact your bank or your banker, your mortgage person, because what you're going to need to do is try and figure out what exactly can you afford. Okay, if because you have debt to income limitations associated with home mortgages, you know if you're not sure where your credit score is, your credit score can dramatically affect the interest rate that you pay. So you want to be cognizant of that. You want to be cognizant of, depending upon where you are, especially in Louisiana right now, what are you looking at as far as both homeowners and potentially, if you're in a flood zone area, flood insurance costs? Because all of those things add to the home. And I'm not trying to say all of that to scare anyone, but I think everyone needs to go in with eyes wide open and prepared so that you understand what can you afford, where do you need to look, and what are your options? And again, I always harken back to relationship banking, but that's something that I think we do a really good job of trying to help educate those borrowers that are coming in and trying to figure out, they really don't know where to start, if you will.
Well, that's a great point. When I talk about Metairie Bank and I talk about relationship banking, this is what it actually means. That, so many people bank at a bank and they don't have the kind of relationship with the bank where they could go in and say, hey, look, here's my, you got my information, you know my savings and my checking account, you know my pattern. You think it's a good time to buy a home, or is it a good time to do this or that? And this is one of the benefits of Metairie Bank.
Absolutely. And the beauty of dealing with a community bank, we have different products, right? We have products that we sell that would be serviced out, what they call secondary market. We also have products that we keep in portfolio. And a lot of people choose that route simply because, one, maybe they've found an old shotgun that they want to renovate and they want to kind of bring back, and they want to do a purchase renovation loan that we can do and keep here. They also like the ability to come in and have their loan serviced locally, especially in light of during hurricane seasons and other things where maybe you have an insurance claim. And that check that you get from your insurance company, you need to have it negotiated so that you can prepare and get the renovations or anything done to your home that was damaged for a storm, hailstorm, whatever the case may be. You can do that locally versus a lot of times with the larger servicers, you got to mail it off, and you got to mail off a bunch of information.
Right.
Whereas, again, it goes back to that relationship. And that's something, I shout that from the rooftops often in our conversation, Scoot, but that's something that I think gets lost sometimes in the crazy days of the world that we live in. But to be able to have that conversation across the desk from someone or pick up a phone to know that you're talking to someone in your same community that can help you, not only if you're trying to buy a home, if you're looking to renovate a home, if you decided that, hey, you know what, I want to put a pool in the backyard, or it's time to do that renovation that we've been wanting to do on the kitchen. Those are all the kind of things that you can have conversations with someone who knows you and that you know. And I think that means a lot to a lot of people in our community.
And really, the main part of Money Trends today was just to mention that the average long-term mortgage rate is at the lowest point in 6 weeks. So it's taken kind of a dip if you're thinking about making a move. But Paul, I want to ask you this question as a banker, and I've never heard this question asked. I've never heard an answer to it. And it's just of interest to me. Why is the T in mortgage silent? Because if I look at the word mortgage, it should be mortgage. Does anybody say mortgage? Why is the T silent?
First of all, that of all the in all of our South Louisiana dialect and all the different words that we you know come up with our own way of pronunciation, that's what bothers you?
That's what bothers me, yeah. It's bothered me for years.
I do
want
to mention one other thing. I got a little sidetracked, but I do want to mention one other thing and get us back on mortgages. One thing that I think it gets lost, and look, I'm 45, so the Jimmy Carter era rates and early days of Ronald Reagan are a little bit, I was a little bit young, but I do historically, I read those and understand those. But if we just go back and look and we talk about, oh, my first home, I paid 18%, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, if you just go back to 2002, right, the average 30-year mortgage rate was 6.88. 2012, it dropped because we were coming out of the Great Recession. 2022, it was back up to 5.1. And, of course, now with the Federal Reserve trying to stifle inflation, we're up around 6.3, 6.4. Now, the reason why I mention all that is going back, historically, people will say, my goodness, rates are so high. Based upon a small trough of an area where we've kind of been floating in that low, that really, really, really historically low rates in those 3% range on these 30-year fixed loans, but that's true. We've made an astronomical jump or a meteoric rise in rates. However, if you look at the pattern historically, we really aren't that far off from our average of what we've been. So, you know, whereas our immediate mental knee-jerk reaction is, oh my gosh, look how high the rates are. But historically, they're really not that far off from where we've been. So, you know, I say that to I guess give confidence to those who are looking to buy, to understand where we are in our overall timeline.
Very reassuring. But I'm still bothered that the T is silent in mortgage.
Well, Ian, come on.
I think we just have to start calling it mortgage.
Mortgage.
And look, Paul, I'm not saying you need to do that at the bank and everybody in charge of like mortgage lending and stuff needs to do that. But at least on this show, we should probably just discreetly and without a lot of hubbub about it, just say, you know, next time we talk, you'd be like, hey, Paul, what are the interest rates on 30-year mortgages today?
Well, but was that the original pronunciation? I guess that's my question, because, you know, people say, oh, I do that often. They don't say the T. It's really often. But people just say often.
So a British person would be like, oh, darling, we've got to see what the new rates are on the new 30-year mortgage.
Yeah, oh, if we're going to buy some missiles. Oh, you know, they always say
so
missiles.
Does it bother you when people say pitcher and pitcher? Where it's a picture with a CT versus a picture of iced tea.
Well, they should be accurate about that. The same thing with, like, the weather outside, weather or whether
weather.
We're going to do something.
We're going to have the most popular radio show in the country. I'm sure of it. When we start cracking down on this, people are going to love it.
We're trying to crack a code here. No, but I thought about that. The T is silent, and I wondered if it was ever called mortgage, and people just kind of relaxed and said just mortgage. Anyway, I was just curious. I
tell you what, Scoot, I'll promise you this, because we have completely gone off the rails of anything money or trends or anything
else.
Yes,
we have.
I will do a little due diligence in history and see if I can find out anything on that for you. But I'm going to bet there's probably not much to look up. But I'll do my best.
But see, that's what we're talking about when we talk about relationship banking. We have this relationship, and even if we go off the rails, you can still come back and like find some information for us. So, Paul, I do appreciate that. Paul Myers, North Shore Market President. It's SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank on WWL. Thanks, Paul.
Have a great one, Scoot.